where the basic question was, you know, hayitachen, that the moadim are going to be batel. Notice the Rambam himself stayed away from that language when he talked about not the moadim, but the zichron hatzaros. And I think that's exactly what the Rambam was looking to avoid. And the Shoel said very aptly to the Rashba, v'rabu mefarshim hagadazobaz noi, v'lo nichnas ba'echad mehem hodieni perusha. Tshuva. Dvarim lo safim od ba'agadazo, v'hu sha'amru sham, amir rabbi, af yom ha-kipur meinu batal olam, shenamar v'hai sazos lacham l'chukas olam. Vim kein ze kasa yosher, sherei gam bepsachim kasav, chukas olam, shenamar v'hayom azom zelacham l'chukas olam, v'hayom azom zelacham l'zikaron, v'chagosem oso chag la'ashem adarus eichem, chukas olam t'chagu. V'chasov, ushmartem es hayom azel adarus eichem, chukas olam. Chukas olam. Okay, so that is true of Yom Kippur. It is true of Pesach. So again, you know, if the impetus of the entire discussion is, you know, v'imei ha-purim ho'ele lo yavru mitoch ha-yehudim v'zichram lo yasuf mizaram, you'll forgive me, but, you know, how exactly is that any stronger than saying chukas olam by Yom Kippur and by Pesach? And again, what do you do with the broader conceptual halachic problem of Torah's Moshe somehow being batel, right? Yemos HaMashiach lo ba'al tamei Torah v'lo le'esar es hamutar v'lo le'hatir es ha'asar. So how is this supposed to make sense? Al kein yirli perusho shekol ha'moadim lo hivtiach aleihem yizbarach shelo yigram ha'chid mitulam be'echad min hazmanim. Ko shekasev shachach Hashem b'tzion mo'ed v'shabas. Aval may apurim hivtiach de kasev lo yavru mitoch ha'yehudim v'zichram lo yasuf mizaram. Lo yavru v'lo yasuf asom haftacha lo hazhara. This is just a statement that the Jewish people will always have observance of Purim. More on this in just a little bit. V'chein yom ha-kipurim v'aysazos lachem havtacha shetia l'chukas olam. Shayom yichaper v'afilu lo yishmiru. That even if Jews aren't always observing Yom Kippur, right, this is the idea of itzumo shel yom mechaper. Ilana was once invited to KJ to give that cheer. Itzumo shel yom mechaper. Believe it or not. Okay. V'das Rabbi Khan, and the Rambam Paskin's partially like it, Kedaita b'gemar, Dama Yom HaKippur Mechaper Bein Al HaShavim Bein Al She'en An Shavim. Right? Very fascinating thing. Aval Chuko Salam Amar Pesach Azhara Lo Avtacha Tekasav Chukas Olam Techagu Shmartam Adar Seichem. So basically, the Rashba is Mechalik. The Rashba says, when it comes to Purim, and when it comes to Yom Kippur, in Masha'en Kein Pesach, what comes to the former two, which we have is a Havtacha, that it means that the Jewish people will always observe these things. Not that, God forbid, you know, de jure, that, you know, on the basis of law, on the basis of halacha, the other moadim are going to be batel. That's an impossibility, because, you know, Torah Hashem is immutable. Be'olam hazeh, right? The laws cannot change. Zos haTorah lo siyam muchlefes. That's one of the Ikare Amuna. So what we're talking about here, is really something very particular. Namely, that there's a Havtacha, according to the Rashba, that Jews in every generation will have Purim and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, because even if they're not observing it, there's a notion of Itzumo shel Yom Mechaper, L'shavim Shein L'shavim, that... And he said that might be reflective of the tradition there of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. And again, the Rambam seems to partially incorporate this. You have to look very carefully in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Aleph, what exactly is Shitas HaRambam. It's a very fascinating point of view. It seems to incorporate some of the ideas of Rabbi, of Ki Vayom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem, L'tarias Chamikochato Sechem, that the day itself, Bayom Hazeh, is a mechanism for Kapara. Now, what about Purim? And Purim is a fascinating thing. So I'm not sure if I shared it with you in the past, but I think I may have mentioned it earlier this week. In this group, I was once astonished by a perspective of the this an individual from the former Soviet Union who was attending a shiur that I gave on Sunday mornings in light of this Tshuva Sarashba. So it was around Purim time, and I just happened to mention a parenthetical comment, the concept of a Purim spiel. And his response was, you know, it's really interesting you mentioned that. In the Soviet Union, that was the only thing I knew about Judaism. You know, we weren't allowed to observe anything else, right? You know, people get arrested and sent to the gulag, you know, so that was not, you know, something that most people were going to do. But he said the KGB saw no spiritual, value, so to speak, in the Purim Spiel. So they let us do that. And that was actually our connection to Judaism. So the Yidur Hashba is saying, doesn't mean that they'll, observe every jot and tittle. It doesn't mean that they'll do mishloach manos kishita samaril, the davar mishal. Doesn't mean that they'll maybe even be given to matanos avyonim and kriyas hamegillah and the su. Maybe not. But they'll have vizichram lo yasef mizaram. They'll have some attachment to the days of Purim. So I told him I was amazed to hear that. I mean, that's an amazing phenomenon. So that was the Rashba's intuition as to how to interpret this Medrash and Mishlei, that it's not an Azhara, but it's a Havtacha, that Klal Yisrael will always be able to hold on, in one form or another, to the Yimei HaPurim Ha'ela. Again, Lashitas HaRambam, the Rambam, I think, had a different perspective. The Rambam's perspective was really predicated on the idea that it couldn't be that the Mo'adim, so he used the term the Zichron Hatzaros, which again is very important. We'll finish with this, because it casts Purim as opposed to all the other Zichron Hatzaros, Purim is a Zichron Hatzaros that we'll continue to remember, which really highlights the dimension of Tsar that's in Purim itself, right? The fact that we're still observing Tainis Esther, Akasi Avdei Achashverosh Anan, as a possible reason that we're not, saying Hallel. Purim is a very complicated day. Or 2 days, really. And the dual nature of the reading, the Megillah, as we spoke about, probably does reflect that, in some capacity. So again, Monday morning, God willing, we'll talk a little bit more about Tainis Esther in specific. And we'll hold it up there. Wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos, a safe Shabbos, and we'll be in touch with you guys. Okay.